CBSI in the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. Remarks by the Foreign Minister of the People's Republic of China about Taiwan and Ukraine, strikingly, in these last hours. We urge certain countries to immediately stop fueling the fire, stop shifting blame to China, and stop touting Ukraine today, Taiwan tomorrow, said the former ambassador to the United States from China, Qin Gang, now foreign minister. Gordon Chang's with me, but we're most keen on Steve Yates, the chair of America First China Initiative, to interpret this sensitive remark by the foreign minister. Steve, today Ukraine, tomorrow Taiwan. This is upsetting the People's Republic of China. Is this the same country that's been threatening to invade Taiwan for, oh, I don't know, about seven decades? Good evening to you, Steve.
Oh, good evening, John. Well, a little bit of hypocrisy and history truth bending is no hindrance to the propaganda machine of the Communist Party of China. Of course, they intensely dislike and have hurt feelings over this analogy because, at least on the surface in global messaging, though free world has rallied around Ukraine, Russia has not succeeded to this point in its military objective as understood most broadly in the West. And China would intensely dislike the idea of there being sufficient military support or deterrent for a neighboring great power to take something that they see as historically belonging to them. So I think that they have an intense distaste for this analogy. But it has not deterred them, however, from amping up pressure and military preparation and all other forms of demonization and potential attack against Taiwan.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, we have Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, in Moscow at the moment, met Vladimir Putin, paving the way for Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, to visit Moscow March or April, according to the rumors. It seems to me that as a practical matter, the Chinese have now put themselves in a very difficult position with regard to both Taiwan and Ukraine, because they don't like the analogy because it shows hypocrisy. Do you think China will be able to get away with their peace initiative, which they plan to propose for Ukraine, while at the same time maintaining them for themselves the right to use force to annex Taiwan?
Well, I think that the proposal does strain credulity if people try to apply real-world rationality and logic to it. But all along, the messaging of the Communist Party of China has been one of peaceful coexistence with the world while reserving the right to exercise great violence against their own people, their neighbors, and Taiwan. So this straddle has been present all along. I do think that it is a much, much more difficult one to the extent that they begin to be seen, especially in Europe and other parts of the kind of global elites, as clearly siding with Russia, something we've known from the outset, but it gets more evident with these summits and the potential provision of material assistance.
The Bloomberg article points not only to this Ukraine today, Taiwan tomorrow, which must sound magnificent in Mandarin, but it also points to President Xi Jinping's new Global Security Initiative. What is that, Steve? Global Security Initiative.
Well, it's their long-term imagination. It's been amped up under Xi Jinping, where China leads the global commons against what they try to define as American hegemony. There is a multi-chapter discourse that Chinese diplomats are unloading in Washington at the moment that goes into deep detail on the sins of America and the world disorder that we have allegedly sown, and China offering to come to the rescue as an alternative to our disruptive model. This is all propaganda, but it is, I think, clear evidence that Xi Jinping is not in good graces with Joe Biden in terms of friendship. They are continuing very aggressive political warfare against the United States.
Is this meant to be part of the charm initiative? We're going to take over. Thank you very much. You're dismissed.
It's an odd form of charm, but yes, they try to say it with a straight face and a calm disposition most of the time. They're trying to pull back a little bit of the image of the wolf warrior mentality, but they still keep that intensity going. It's an interesting straddle. If they meet with minimal resistance from the United States and the West in terms of counter-programming and pushback, it has a chance of succeeding at least modestly on their behalf.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, Michael Chase, who is the Pentagon's Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary for China, is in Taiwan, senior official there. And there are rumors, which I believe are true, that a senior Taiwan official is now in the Washington, D.C. area meeting with American counterparts. This seems that the Biden administration is moving to upgrade relations with Taiwan. Or is this maybe just sort of coincidence?
Well, I would take it as a pretty clear indication that the United States and the Biden administration sees the risk of conflict as serious and perhaps on the rise. And so that would warrant a disclosure of these kinds of visits while they're taking place, as opposed to after the fact, which seemed to be the pattern of the past. And the fact that you would have a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense rather than, say, a National Security Council official as lead or a lower level State Department official as lead is an indication of the national security and national defense condominium needing to be strengthened in Taiwan.
The top diplomat Wang Yi in Moscow, in the headlines that we have from his meetings with Petrushev, the national security advisor to Putin, and then with Lavrov, the foreign minister, used the metaphor of the relationship between Beijing and Moscow as rock solid. What does that mean, Steve? How do you interpret rock solid?
Well, usually when I hear politicians and leaders make such proclamations, I worry that that's pride cometh before the fall. In this instance, though, I think that this is just continued rhetoric bolstering the partnership without limits that Xi and Putin had launched around the time of the Olympics, and that would be kind of future themes to be developed when the two leaders reconvene in the months ahead. This is pretty open evidence of the alternative axis of Moscow, Beijing, and perhaps Tehran and others trying to insulate against sanctions and move major regions of the world away from the United States.
Do you credit this as in some fashion connected to the report? Secretary of State made it public that China is considering lethal aid to Russia. Is that what rock solid means?
It's all of that is very odd to me in the sense that I don't know why a Secretary of State or a president would comment on those kinds of things if you didn't have a backup plan for the bad powers proceeding despite your warning. There's just a huge question mark of if you have these summits, they should be meant to dissuade in private and to punish if the warning is not heeded. And that's the only way power works. So far, we have no evidence of the Biden administration having any kind of escalatory pressure plan to make sure that American interests and the free world's interests are protected in this.
Gordon, we have about a minute. Go ahead.
John, by the way, there is increasing evidence of lethal sales of lethal items by China to Russia. And the Biden administration has known this for quite some time. These sales go back to the beginning of the Ukraine war. So it's even worse than Steve suggests. Steve, a senior Chinese official was in Taipei a couple days ago at the invitation of the pro-China Taiwan Taipei mayor. What's that all about?
Well, I assume that it's once again someone who wants to take another bite of that cross-strait negotiation apple. It is incredibly difficult if you are in Taiwan with a multi-party competitive democracy to try to engage in those negotiations against a powerful, unified, and very motivated political force on the other side. It's not unusual for there to be representatives to come. The timing is questionable in the run-up to a presidential campaign, and I have grave doubts that any good comes from this kind of exchange.
Steve Yates is chair of the America First Policy Institute's new China Policy Initiative. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.